And all this to say this, Easter, we're praying, we're believing the Lord for souls to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Estamos pidiendo para que el Señor
I believe that Easter is on the 5th of April.
Creo que Pascua es el 5 de abril.
We're trusting God that God would fill lives with the Holy Ghost.
Confiamos en que el Señor va a llenar vidas del Espíritu Santo.
You know, we have an hour where there's a lot of CEOs.
Tenemos una hora en donde hay muchos CEO.
The only time people come to church is Christmas, Easter only.
Donde solamente vienen a la Navidad o otros festivos.
And perhaps somebody would come with you to the house of God this Easter.
Y quizá alguien venga a la casa del Señor contigo esta Pascua.
I've asked God in prayer.
Le pedí a Dios en oración.
Who can we get to have with us in Easter to preach?
¿Quién puede estar con nosotros para predicar en la Pascua?
And I thought, who has impacted my life about soul winning the most?
¿Y quién ha impactado mi vida en cuanto a ganar almas?
The other day I made a phone call to this man.
Y cuando llamé a este hombre.
And he will be with us. Brother Danny Abers is going to be with us Easter Sunday.
Y el hermano Daniel Abers va a estar en el día de Pascua, el domingo.
And I got to praying about it. And I said, Brother Abers.
Y le dije, hermano.
I want you to come a month earlier.
Quiero que venga un mes antes.
March the 5th.
Marzo 5.
I want you to come that Sunday morning and Sunday night.
Quiero que venga el domingo en la mañana y en la tarde.
And I want our church to get a dose of evangelism.
Y quiero que mi iglesia tenga una dosis de evangelismo.
That way Easter Sunday we're ready.
Así para cuando sea Pascua estemos
listos. To be altar workers in this place to help pray people through to the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Trabajadores de altar para que se llenen del Espíritu Santo y sepamos qué hacer ese día.
How many is going to help your pastor this week? Hallelujah.
¿Van a ayudar a su pastor esta semana?
Hallelujah. God's ready to use you, church.
Dios está listo para usarte.
Hallelujah. I want to go to the word of the Lord in just a little bit.
Quiero ir a la palabra del Señor en un poco.
But let me talk to a heart tonight in this place.
Pero déjame hablarle al corazón de alguien esta noche.
I want to talk to you about that undisputed power of God.
De este indiscutido poder de Dios.
There's evidence in the power of God.
Hay evidencia del poder de Dios.
Power of God has authority. When somebody has God in their life, there's an authority.
Hay una autoridad cuando alguien tiene el poder de Dios.
When there's power in a relationship with God, there is something genuine.
Cuando hay una relación en el poder de Dios, hay algo genuino.
There's a richness when God is involved in a life.
Hay una riqueza cuando el Señor está en esa vida.
There's a certainty when God is involved in a life.
Hay algo cierto cuando el
they're
Señor está
actual,
en la vida de Dios.
They're real.
Es real.
And how many of you ever had somebody hand you a counterfeit $20 bill or $100? How many's ever handled a counterfeit? Let me see your hand. You ever handled
dinero?
A counterfeit? A counterfeit may look.
Tal vez se vea como,
it may almost feel real.
Como que se sintiera real.
But you know how to tell a counterfeit from a real?
Pero sabe cómo puede distinguir lo real y falso?
You handle the real every day.
Porque sabes lo cuál es lo real.
People that handle real money.
Porque llevas haciéndolo mucho tiempo.
Are able to feel the difference immediately.
Porque ya tienen experiencia contando con lo real.
God don't want us to be counterfeits.
El Señor no quiere que seamos falsos.
God wants us to be real in this hour.
Dios quiere que
Hallelujah.
Seamos verdaderos.
Would you lift your hands and ask God, Lord, let
Levante
that real experience, God, let it happen in my life. Let it be
Señor,
in me, Lord.
Real
Come on, pray
él.
With me, Lord. I want that real, genuine relationship. God, I praise you and I worship you, Lord. Let it be something real and genuine
contigo,
in my
Jesús.
Soul. Let it be something, Lord God, that is more than just a sight. More than just a boast, but let there be that power there in my heart.
Permita que haya poder en mi corazón.
Come on, pray with me about it. Lord, give me the real. Put the real inside me. Put the truth inside me. Lord, in your name, let there be spirit and truth in my life.
Que haya espíritu y verdad en mi vida.
Hallelujah. Be at work in me, O Lord.
Trabaja en mí, oh Señor.
Hallelujah. I don't want just a boast.
No solamente quiero
I don't want just to brag.
No solo quiero una parte nomás.
But I want the truth
Pero
to show forth in my life. Amen. There was a certain king.
Había un cierto rey.
Who supposedly founded the city of Athens.
Que estaba en la ciudad de Atenas.
And he fought many naval battles.
Y peleó muchas batallas navales.
And the people of Athens.
La gente de Atenas.
found his ancient ship.
Encontró su nave antigua.
And to make a memorial.
Y le hicieron un memorial a este barco.
Commemorating this great king.
Para conmemorar a este rey.
They kept his ship.
Y mantuvieron el barco.
But the problem was the board started rotting.
Pero el problema era que se empezaba a desgastar el barco.
So to keep the ship nice and complete.
Y para mantener a esta nave.
They started replacing the rotten planks.
Empezaron a reemplazar todo lo que se estaba haciendo malo.
They discovered that, hey, we need to get the same kind of wood and replace those planks.
Y dijeron, oye, necesitamos la madera, la misma madera que se usó en este barco para reemplazarlo.
But here is the question.
Pero aquí está la pregunta.
If you replace one of the planks,
si reemplazas una de esas partes,
is the ship still that same ship?
¿Sigue siendo el mismo barco?
What happens if you change two of the planks?
¿Qué pasa si cambias dos partes del barco?
What would make that ship somewhat less than the original?
¿Acaso hará esta nave menos que la original?
After one or two planks are replaced.
Después de dos partes que se cambiaron.
What if the ship consists of 149 planks that need to be changed?
¿Qué pasaría si tuviera 140 partes que cambiar?
Would it still be this original ship?
¿Sería la nave original aún así?
But I want to just tell you gradually.
Pero quiero decirle que gradualmente.
After every board is replaced.
Después de que todas las partes fueron cambiadas.
It may be a ship that looks like the original.
Tal vez era un barco que se pareciera al original.
It may feel like the original.
Tal vez se sentía como el original.
But it's not the original.
Pero no es el original.
Because never did the king step on board that ship.
Porque el rey nunca estuvo en ese barco.
But when the King of Kings steps aboard your ship,
pero cuando el rey de reyes
life,
está en tu barco, tu vida.
I'm thankful that God can make you original.
Qué bueno que
God can put his
original.
Authentic power inside of you.
Su auténtico poder
God
en ti.
Can authorize, amen, somebody to have God aboard their life.
Para que el Señor pueda entrar en tu vida.
When you put your hands in the hand of God,
cuando pones tus manos en la
and your life
Señor,
in His hands,
y tu vida en las manos
God
de él,
has a way of putting Himself in your life.
Dios se pone a sí mismo.
The evidence
vida.
That tonight that you need is God in you.
Y la evidencia que necesitas es Dios en ti.
Amen. I've also heard the story of the first president of the United States.
También oí la historia del primer presidente de Estados Unidos.
The legend was he chopped down a what kind of tree? Cherry tree.
Se cuenta la historia que cortó un cierto árbol.
And somebody had George Washington's axe.
Y alguien dijo que tenía el hacha de este presidente.
And a museum held it underneath the glass.
En un museo.
And they boasted, "This is the axe of the first president of the United States."
Y dijeron que esta era el hacha del primer presidente de los Estados Unidos.
But through time,
pero a través del tiempo,
the handle was replaced three times.
Se cambiaron partes del hacha.
The axe head was replaced two times.
Incluso la cabeza del hacha fue reemplazada dos
My
veces.
My question was, that really George Washington's axe?
Y ahora la pregunta es, ¿es esa ahora el hacha de George Washington?
Tonight, I'm going to tell you, I don't care how many times you drifted.
No importa cuántas veces te hayas deslizado.
I don't care how many times God has to replace you in His part, in His kingdom.
No importa cuántas veces Dios te tenga que reemplazar.
If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature.
Si algún hombre está en Cristo, criatura nueva es.
All things are passed away.
Todas las cosas fueron.
And behold, all things have become new.
Y ahora todas son hechas nuevas.
I'm not my own any longer.
Ya no soy yo mismo.
But I've been bought with a price.
Pero he sido comprado.
Therefore, glorify God in your body.
Por eso glorifica
a Dios
en tu cuerpo.
And in your spirit. That is God's. Are you thankful tonight we belong to Him? The evidence is not us, but the evidence is the Almighty, authentic power of God. You
want
to clap your hands to Jesus that He still takes rejects.
Que aún sigue siendo fiel.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It takes being with God and God in us.
Toma que Dios esté con nosotros y nosotros con Dios.
For us to have the power,
para que podamos tener el poder
of certainty,
de la verdad.
In Acts the fourth chapter, please open your Bible. Acts the fourth chapter. You don't have to stand.
Y en Hechos capítulo 4,
verses 13 and 14 is where I want you to go.
Al 14.
We're going to find about the actions of the apostles.
Vamos a ver las acciones de los apóstoles.
This is Acts the fourth chapter, verse 13.
Hechos capítulo 4 del 13 al 14.
Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John.
Entonces viendo el denuedo de Pedro y de Juan.
And perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men.
Y sabiendo que eran hombres sin letras
y de vulgo.
Se maravillaban.
And they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus.
Y le reconocían que había estado con Jesús.
Isn't it amazing what God can do with unlearned and ignorant men? Are you thankful that God still takes raw material and makes something great out of it? Are you thankful that God is still able to take you and make something powerful out of your life?
Bueno, el Señor puede tomar la nada y hacerlo mejor aún.
Amen. Verso 14. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them,
y viendo al hombre que había sido sanado que estaba en pie,
they could say nothing against it.
No podían decir nada en contra.
Friend, you can't argue with evidence.
No puedes argumentar con la evidencia.
You can't argue with a man that was lame being healed.
No puedes argumentar con el hombre que fue sanado.
Peter and John said, "Silver and gold we don't have."
Pedro y Juan dijeron.
But such as I have, give I thee.
Pero lo que tengo te lo doy.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
Levántate y camina.
Are you thankful there's still power in Jesus Christ?
Que aún hay poder.
What do you have tonight?
Even
do you have just a counterfeit? Do you have a boast? Or is Jesus in your life? What do you have to give?
Tienes que tener a Jesús.
Such as I have, give I thee.
Y todo lo que tengo, te lo doy.
Now look at verses 11 of, or verse 15 of Acts chapter 4.
Y ahora el 15 al 16,
the religious council was so confused and so angry.
Entonces les ordenaron que saliesen del concilio.
Because Jesus was still healing. We thought we put him on the cross.
Y ellos decían, oye, pero pusimos a Jesús en la cruz.
We thought we executed Jesus.
Pensamos que ya lo habíamos ejecutado.
Now Jesus is still working.
Y ahora Jesús sigue trabajando.
Hallelujah. Are you thankful that Jesus is still at work tonight?
Nos agradece que Jesús sigue trabajando.
Acts 4:15.
Hechos 4:15.
But when they commanded them to go aside out of the council.
Entonces les ordenaron que saliesen del concilio.
They conferred among themselves.
Y conferenciaban entre sí.
Saying, what shall we do to these men?
Diciendo, ¿qué haremos con estos hombres?
Look what they acknowledge. For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them is manifested to all that dwell at Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it.
Porque de cierto señal manifiesta ha sido hecha por ellos, notoria a todos los que moran en Jerusalén, no lo podemos negar.
Are you thankful that God has an undeniable, indisputable evidence that God wants to give the church?
Que el Señor tiene un espíritu innegable.
Come on, Jesus is still the great physician tonight.
Jesús sigue siendo el
Jesus
mejor médico.
Is still the life changer.
Aún sigue cambiando,
Jesus is still the power.
Aún sigue siendo el poder.
But the church needs to be the church in this hour.
Pero la iglesia tiene
God
que ser
is
la iglesia.
Still wanting to give his evidence.
Dios,
he still wanting to give his power to a generation that they can know Jesus in his power, in his grace and his mercy. Hallelujah. There is a undeniable evidence that comes.
Hay una evidencia innegable que viene.
When Jesus is inside your life.
Cuando Jesús está dentro de tu vida.
Acts the 19th chapter verses 11.
Hechos 19 verso 11.
Through 20, turn with me.
Del 20, del
don't
20.
Take my word for it. Let's go to the book.
Si nos vamos al libro.
The Bible says in Acts 19 and 11.
La Biblia dice en Hechos 19, 11.
And God wrought special miracles.
Y hacía Dios milagros extraordinarios
by the hand of Paul,
por mano de Pablo,
so that they brought from his body,
de manera que aún
unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons,
se llevaban a los enfermos los paños o delantales de su cuerpo,
and the diseases departed from them,
y las enfermedades se iban de ellos,
and the evil spirits went out of them.
Y los espíritus malos salían.
Are you thankful that Jesus can conquer disease and evil spirits at the same time?
Que el Señor puede aún sanar y sacar espíritus malvados.
Look at verse 13 now.
Ahora verso 13.
So then certain of the vagabond Jews,
pero algunos de los judíos, exorcistas ambulantes,
took upon themselves to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus.
Intentaron invocar el nombre del Señor Jesús sobre los que tenían espíritu malo, diciendo,
saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth.
Os conjuro por Jesús el que predica Pablo.
And there were seven sons of one Sceva.
Había siete hijos de un tal Esceva.
A Jew.
Judío.
And chief of the priests which did so.
jefe de los sacerdotes que hacían esto.
And the evil spirit answered and said,
pero respondiendo el espíritu malo dijo,
Jesus I know,
a Jesús conozco,
and Paul I know,
y sé quién es Pablo,
but who are you?
Pero vosotros quiénes sois?
You know, I want to talk to somebody tonight. Amen. Evil spirits know the power of Jesus Christ.
Hasta el espíritu malo conocen de Dios.
And Jesus, amen, is known today in the power of his righteousness.
Y Jesús se sabe del poder.
Not only does evil spirits know Jesus,
no solo estos espíritus malos saben,
but they
Jesús
know those that are full of Jesus Christ.
Pero también saben de aquellos que están llenos.
Are you thankful that Jesus still has evidence and power in a life that even the devils know, evil spirits know, even the power and the authenticity of the glory of God Almighty.
Saben de la autenticidad del poder de Dios.
Amen. Look at verse 16 of this.
Y ahora el verso 16.
And the evil and the man in whom the evil spirit,
y el hombre en quien estaba el espíritu malo,
was leaped on them and overcame them,
saltando sobre ellos y dominándolos,
and prevailed against them,
pudo más que ellos,
so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded,
de tal manera que huyeron de aquella casa desnudos y heridos.
Friend, we can't be those that just pulled the badge out,
no podemos ser aquellos que huyen así como así,
and try to use the badge of Christianity,
y tratar de usar como una placa del cristianismo.
God's not looking for a name dropper.
Jesús no está buscando por un nombre.
But God is looking for somebody to be real with him.
Señor, que está buscando a alguien que sea real.
Church, we're not just going to be some phony people.
No vamos a ser solamente personas de
God's not looking for a counterfeit people. But God is looking to live in somebody's heart and life,
que el Señor está buscando vivir
that he could use your life.
Que puede usar esa persona.
God don't want you just to be a church goer.
No quiere que solamente vengas a la iglesia.
God don't want you to be a sometimer.
No solamente a veces,
but God wants somebody to have his power every day and every step of your life.
Sino que
there's still power in the Holy Ghost.
Y todo paso que usted haga.
Hallelujah. Listen what began to happen as a result of this.
Y mire lo que empieza a pasar por esto.
These were religious leaders, sorcerers.
Y estos eran líderes religiosos.
Exorcists.
Exorcistas.
They're supposed to have power to cast out devils.
Supuestamente tenían poder para hacer esto.
But friend, the true power,
pero el verdadero poder,
even wasn't in their life.
No estaba en sus vidas.
Verse 17.
El verso 17.
And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus.
Esto fue notorio a todos los que habitaban en Éfeso.
And fear fell on all of them.
Así judíos como griegos.
And the name of the Lord Jesus was what? Magnified.
Y tuvieron temor todos.
I want to tell somebody today, amen, whenever people even try to proclaim that they're real and it don't work, amen, the Lord is still Lord and God's still going to be magnified. Are you thankful that Jesus wants to be magnified? Jesus wants to fall and give revival to the church in Nacogdoches. Amen. Hear me. God wants to give revival to our city. God wants people to turn to him. Oh, hear me today. But God is looking for you. To step up and say, God, use me. Make me real.
Y hazme real, Jesús.
Hallelujah. The name of Jesus, the Lord Jesus, was magnified. Verse 18.
Y era magnificado el nombre del Señor Jesús.
And many that believed came.
Y 18. Y muchos de los que habían creído venían.
Confessed.
Confesando.
And showed their deeds.
Y dando cuenta de sus hechos.
Listen. Many of them also which used curious arts.
Asimismo, muchos de los que habían practicado
witchcraft, in other words.
La magia.
Brought their books.
Trajeron los libros.
Together and burned them before all men.
Y los quemaron delante de todos.
And they counted the price of them.
Y echaron la cuenta de su precio.
And found it 50,000 pieces of silver.
Hallaron que era 50,000 piezas de plata.
So mightily grew the word of God and
así crecía y prevalecía.
It grew and
y
prevailed.
Poderosamente.
God wants his word to grow and prevail. Look at your neighbor and say, God wants to grow and prevail. God wants a church, amen, that he could prevail through in this hour. It was so impacting that these people brought their books, their practicing books, their spell books, their mythology books.
De mitología, de magia.
Oh, I can remember years ago.
O recordaba años atrás.
There was a man that studied Greek mythology.
Un hombre que estudió la mitología griega.
And the Holy Ghost got a hold of him.
Y el Espíritu Santo lo agarró.
He brought that book.
Y trajo
and when
ese libro.
He tried to throw it in a burning barrel.
Y lo intentó quemar.
That book, when it tried to go, it bounced off the lid and rolled out. He tried it again. He held it on top of it, but something began to prevail. That book fell on the ground again. Don't tell me there's not power in these kind of things. There's evil power that don't want to go to hell. But I can remember somebody full of the Holy Ghost got with them, and they took it and they prayed. And they slam dunked it in the fire and said, in the name of Jesus. They dropped the book in the burning barrel. But that day, when that happened, around that group of people that were praying, God healed a young man that had a leg that was messed up, and God began to fill people with the Holy Ghost in that group.
Que tenía un problema en la pierna.
I want to tell somebody, even God is still God. God still has evidence. God still has power. God still has authority in this hour.
Sigue teniendo autoridad.
Oh, you ought to clap your hands to the Lord. That's still real tonight. I know people that carried around badges.
Que lleva como un,
they
una
used
cosa,
to be policemen.
Que eran policías antes.
And they would get in places with that badge.
Y irían con su placa.
Badge flashers is what they call them.
Con sus placas irían.
Do you know there's people that wear military uniforms and they say that they were in Green Beret?
Y había gente que llevaba todo el uniforme de militar y dijeron que eran de tal lugar.
They were Navy SEALs.
Eran de los Navy.
And they boast on Facebook.
Y ponían en Facebook.
They even ordered themselves medals.
Y compraron algunos metales.
But there is people that were actually Navy SEALs.
Pero algunas personas que eran realmente
that
del Navy.
That know every group that has been part of that.
Y sabían de cada grupo.
And they'll show up at these people's houses.
Y iban a la casa de estas personas.
They'll knock on their door.
Y tocaban a su puerta.
And they have a camera there.
Y tenían una cámara ahí.
And they tell the person, you're not found on the roll.
Y dijeron a esa persona, no estás
dentro de los archivos. Graduated.
Nunca te graduaste tampoco.
You boast to people online and tell everybody that you were Green Beret or you were a Navy SEAL.
Sino que mentiste siendo militar.
But you never graduated. You can't be one.
Pero nunca fuiste un militar.
And there's a lot of people claim that they had the power of God in their life.
Hay muchos que dicen que tienen el poder
but they
de
never
Dios.
Pray.
Pero nunca
they
ora.
Never walk with God.
Nunca
they never
con
read
Dios.
The word of God.
Tampoco
they never have the
Dios.
Power of God operating
el poder
their life.
De Dios.
I want to tell somebody in the Holy Ghost tonight, God is looking for somebody to get on board, to get in the army.
Dios está
quit pretending.
A alguien.
Quit trying to play
Deje
on the outside.
Deje
get on the inside. Get in the boat and live for
Sino que sea real y viva por Dios.
Hallelujah. There's an authentic connection.
Hay una auténtica conexión.
When you live for the power of the Holy Ghost.
Cuando vives por el poder del Espíritu Santo.
Hallelujah. We're thankful that God has signs and wonders that follow them that believe.
Qué bueno que tenemos a personas que las siguen a los que están realmente con Jesús.
There is something powerful.
Hay algo poderoso.
Jesus said in John 15 verse 5.
Jesús dijo en
I am the vine and ye are the branches.
Juan 15, 1, no 5.
He that abideth in me.
Yo soy la vid, vosotros los pámpanos.
The same bringeth forth much fruit.
El que permanece en mí y yo en él, este lleva mucho fruto.
For without me, you could do nothing.
Porque separados de mí, nada podéis hacer.
Are you thankful tonight that God?
No está agradecido.
I left something out when I quoted that. I see it up there. I am the vine, and you are the branches.
Yo soy la vid, vosotros los pámpanos.
He that abideth, somebody say abideth.
El que permanece.
When you abide in God and I in him, Jesus said.
El que permanece en mí, yo en él.
When there is a mutual abiding.
Cuando hay una permanencia mutual.
The same bringeth forth much fruit.
Este lleva mucho fruto.
We're not just name droppers. We're not just churchgoers.
No solamente
we're not just the one that pulled out the Pentecostal card. I don't care if you say you have the Holy Ghost. Does the Holy Ghost have you tonight?
No importa, tienes el Espíritu.
God wants somebody to do more than just boast.
No solamente algo, una emoción.
God wants somebody more than just to rattle in their little tongue.
Más que algo más que solamente hablar.
But God wants to live in your life with a power and an authentic power that will flow in you. When God is alive in you and you are alive in God, there's going to be much fruit. And God is wanting the real, amen, to live it. And the real to stand up in this hour. And he's looking for a church that knows him.
Y está buscando a la iglesia que lo busque a él realmente.
I read something the other day. Let me share it with you.
Y leí algo esta noche.
If all the sleeping folks would wake up,
y si todos los amigos estuvieran durmiendo, se despertaran.
All the lukewarm folks would fire up.
Y todos los que son tibios se
all
pusieran
the
de acuerdo para poner fuego.
Disgruntled folks would sweeten up.
Y los que están siendo malos se pusieran de acuerdo.
All the discouraged folks cheer up.
Y los que están sin valentía se pusieran mejor.
You got it? And all the Christians stand up.
Y todos los cristianos se pusieran de pie.
There would be a mighty army.
Habría un ejército muy poderoso.
There would be the kingdom of God.
Estaría el reino de Dios.
God would still give miracles.
Y Dios aún sigue haciendo milagros.
How many have ever seen God do a miracle?
¿No ha visto sino haciendo milagros?
God still want to do it. He's still in the miracle business, church.
El Señor sigue
and he wants to
milagros.
Use you. He wants to use your life. He wants you to have the power that you can experience more than a one-time event of his healing.
No
but he wants to do it.
Vez.
He wants you to be in our daily walk with him.
En cada día.
You want to clap your hands and say, God, do it here.
Do it right here
in my life.
Y dile, Señor, estoy aquí, hazlo conmigo ahora.
Woo! Brother Kuhn reminded me yesterday.
El hermano Kuhn me recordó ayer.
He said, Brother Crosswhite.
Dijo hermano Crosswhite.
E.L. Freeman, missionary
Freeman,
to Africa.
Freeman del misionero de África.
Was in Africa.
Estaba en África.
And a person possessed with demonic spirits, a woman.
Y una mujer poseída demoníaca por demonios.
She said, I know who you are, E.L. Freeman.
Y la mujer le dijo, sé quién eres, Freeman.
That demonic spirit called him by his name and the name that he used.
El espíritu demoníaco lo llamó por el nombre de él.
But friend, Brother Freeman casted out that demonic spirit, even using a name that is higher than E.L. Freeman.
Pero Freeman usó el nombre más alto.
He said, "In the name of Jesus."
Dijo en el nombre de Jesús.
That devil didn't turn around and said, "Well, who's that?"
Y el enemigo no dijo,
the devil knew who E.L. Freeman was and knew who Jesus was. Even on the continent of Africa, that woman was freed from possession because of power and the authentic relationship that Brother Freeman had. I come to tell the church, it's time for you, amen, to rise up and be his church. God wants to use you. Young lady, young man, God is ready to put his fire inside of you. He's ready for a church in Nacogdoches.
Y está listo para hacer algo aquí en Nacogdoches también.
Hallelujah. Brother Stephen Wheeler, also missionary to Africa.
El hermano Stephen Wheeler también misionero en África.
The witch doctor.
Un médico brujo.
Who had a powerful way.
Que tenía una manera poderosa.
He had such demonic authority.
Tenía autoridad demoníaca.
That there was a circle where he was at.
Que había un círculo donde él estaba.
That if you crossed over,
que si cruzabas ese círculo,
the evil spirits would kill you.
El espíritu malvado te iba a matar.
The local people knew that.
Y la gente local lo sabía.
There was such fear inside of every heart.
Había mucho miedo en los corazones de esa persona.
But Brother Stephen Wheeler heard about it.
Pero cuando el hermano Stephen Wheeler oyó de ello,
that's an evil person. That's a witch doctor.
Y la gente le advirtió a esta persona.
If you cross that circle, you're gonna die.
Y si cruzas ese círculo, vas a morir.
Brother Wheeler walked straight up to that person.
El hermano Wheeler caminó hacia esa persona.
He casted that demonic spirit out, and God filled that witch doctor with the Holy Ghost. I want to tell somebody, God is still God tonight. God still wants to operate. God still wants to work in this hour.
El Señor aún quiere trabajar
en esta hora. He's still the healer.
Aún sigue siendo sanador.
He's still the deliverer.
Aún sigue siendo
He's still the life changer.
Y aún sigue cambiando vidas.
Hallelujah. I mean, you ever seen God cast out a demonic spirit? I want to see your hand.
¿Alguien ha visto cómo el Señor saca demonios de alguien? Necesito evidencia. Quiero que se pare. Quiero que se ponga de pie si realmente lo ha visto.
Breaking demonic chains. Step out of your chair.
Salga de su silla. Si ha tenido esa experiencia de cómo ha librado a alguien de un espíritu
demoníaco.
Siento el Espíritu Santo.
Hallelujah. Without a doubt.
Sin ninguna duda. Fue Dios.
Sister Mullins, without a doubt, wasn't it? What about it? Sister Mary, without a doubt, wasn't it?
Sin ninguna duda, fue Dios, ¿verdad?
Without a doubt, Sister Mott. Come on. Sister Atkins, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Sin ninguna duda.
Sister Benton, without a doubt. Mama, without a doubt. Sister Becky, come on, without a doubt. Even you watch God do a mighty work.
Vieron a Dios viendo hacer algo poderoso.
Woo. Has God changed?
¿Ha Dios cambiado?
Has God diminished?
¿Que acaso Dios ha disminuido su poder?
Has God turned and say, no, I don't have that power. That's
a
used to be him.
¿Que no tiene poder? No.
Amen. You got evidence.
Usted tiene evidencia.
You have evidence in your life.
Tiene evidencia en su vida.
That God worked and an amazing work for somebody.
Que Dios hace algo maravilloso.
To break the chains of darkness.
Para sacar las cadenas.
To deliver them from the possession and from the evil grip of hell.
Aquello que
you experienced it.
Y tú lo experimentaste.
I believe God gives you authority when you experience something.
Yo creo que Dios te da autoridad cuando experimentas algo así.
Somebody quoted tonight and talked about it, and I knew it was going. Thomas said, "I got to touch him to see if he's real."
Digo, tengo que tocarlo para ver si es real.
Thomas said, "I just can't hear about it.
Tomás
I just
dijo,
can't
que tengo
just,
you know, para que para
I got to see him and I got to touch him. I got to see for real if it's him."
Tengo que ver realmente si es él.
Jesus said, "Thomas, I have evidence for you.
Y Jesús dijo,
put your hand in my hand. Put your hand in my side." When Thomas felt that, he said, "My Lord," and somebody say it, "My God."
Mi Dios, mi Señor.
He's more than just a Lord. He's more than just a God. But he's my Lord, and he's the God of heaven, earth, and sea. I'm telling somebody tonight, God is still the healer's in the house tonight. There's evidence of the power of God. Somebody ought to worship him. Come on, God is still God tonight. He's still the healer. He's still the deliverer. He's still the King of kings. He's still the one with the evidence. Oh, lift your voice, Zion. Shout to God tonight.
Levante su voz, levante sus manos.
Hallelujah. You ought to rejoice in the Lord. Somebody ought to rejoice in the Lord.
Regocíjese en el Señor. No se preocupe de lo demás. Alábele no solamente.
You ought to rejoice in your God tonight.
Regocíjate en tu Dios ahora.
Come on, let him fill your cup tonight. Let him fill your cup tonight.
Siéntase.
Let him fill your faith tonight.
Que
come on, Zion, break forth. Let God break you forth. God hasn't changed.
Dios tiene un cambio para tu vida. Solamente alábale.
I don't care what the name of this church is.
No importa cuál sea el nombre de esta iglesia.
That church sign is not where it's at.
Ese nombre de esa iglesia no es donde está.
Pentecostals have stuck their chest out and have boasted being people with power, but they still bound by works of darkness.
Hay gente con poder, pero
because they don't walk with God no more.
De la oscuridad en vez de Dios.
Hallelujah. It's time for you to quit banking on something you're not when you don't walk with God.
Eso de dejar la falsedad y dejar de ser algo que no eres.
The devil loves counterfeits.
Porque el enemigo ama
I said the devil loves counterfeits.
El enemigo ama la falsedad.
Oh, you could pass by the eyes of many people thinking you got it together and you have some value.
Puede
but God knows those that are really his. I'm telling you, even tonight, God will feed those that are hungry. God will reach and work in those that are thirsty, those that are desiring. God, I don't want you to be my Sunday lover. I want you to be my God. I want you to be my shepherd. I want your work in my heart, in my life.
Quiero que trabajes en mi vida y en mi corazón.
Hey, hallelujah. God don't have to have this place right here.
Dios no necesita este lugar ahora.
This place has to have God.
Este lugar necesita de Dios.
God don't even have to have you.
El Señor no necesita de ti.
But you have to have God.
Pero tú necesitas de Dios.
Quit living without the abiding power of God.
Deja de vivir sin el poder de Dios.
And let the master move on in and start to work.
Y deja que el maestro haga su trabajo.
Hallelujah. You want to tell everybody when Jesus is inside of you.
Dígale,
you want
to show everybody. Dios es capaz.
And it's not trying to reel somebody in and say, oh, come to my church.
No, para decirle a alguien,
God, I want to tell you that old way of saying, come to my church don't even work, Fred. But
no,
Fred, when you take your church, your God,
amen,
to the byways and the highways, to the city gate, when you take it to the needs of the city, God will transform and God will prove himself.
Oh,
Zion, you ought to rise up. Church, you ought to rise up and be the real. God is looking for the authentic follower, the one that says yes to God.
Aquel que dice sí al Señor.
Preach in Spanish a little bit.
Sea la luz en el mundo.
Yeah, go ahead. Follow the Holy Ghost.
Sean llenos del Espíritu Santo, llénense de su poder, sean la luz, sean el reflejo de Jesús. A donde quiera que vayan, donde quiera que ustedes vayan, reflejen a Jesús, reflejen lo que Él es, reflejen de su amor, su Espíritu Santo. Como Él lo está diciendo ahora, ahora es su turno. Ahora es su turno, porque el Señor lo quiere usar a usted y a todos ustedes, y a todos nosotros también, por el poder del Espíritu Santo, para que seamos llenos de su poder, para que seamos testigos de aquí hasta lo último de la tierra. Amén. Eso es, levante sus manos, levante su voz y llénese del Espíritu Santo, que ese es el poder, esa es la evidencia que ha estado desde aquí hasta muchos años más, en el pasado se ha visto y ahora se ve y ahora se va a seguir viendo por los siglos de los siglos hasta que el Señor regrese aquí a la tierra y vayamos a Él con nosotros y seamos llenos del Espíritu Santo, pero necesitamos llenar más del Espíritu Santo, necesitamos alcanzar más personas, necesitamos alcanzar más personas, alcanzar a su familia, alcanzar a aquellos que usted conoce, da igual quién sea, da igual su historia, da igual su testimonio, cuántos años tiene, de dónde viene o de dónde vendrá, eso no importa, lo que importa es que se llene del Espíritu Santo de Dios.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, church, I want somebody to raise a banner. Come on, let God fill your heart. Let God renew your fire. Let God revive your soul. God is ready to revive this church. Come on, He's ready to revive you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Has anybody heard of spontaneous combustion? That's a big word, brother. That means when something automatically catches on fire. There was a little lady years ago. She had to ride a city bus.
Había una mujer que tenía que llevar un bus.
And many people back in those days didn't have to have cars. They rode in the city. They rode these type of buses.
Y mucha gente que no tenía auto tenía que irse en buses.
She was on her way to church with her little children.
Tenía que irse con sus hijos.
And on the way to church on that city bus.
Y en el camino a la iglesia en ese bus.
She began to pray.
Empezó a orar.
And as she prayed, she started feeling the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Cuando oró, empezó a sentir la unción de Dios.
And she began to bounce up and down, somebody said, praying.
Y empezó a orar, y empezó a clamar.
And about that time, she couldn't stand it any longer.
Pero cuando estuvo ahí, no pudo aguantarlo más.
Something exploded inside of her.
Algo explotó dentro de ella.
And before it was over with, 9 different people aboard that bus received the gift of the Holy Ghost. I want
Santo.
To tell somebody, amen, God wants to work in this hour. The same God of my grandmother, the same God of my great-grandmother, the same God of Apostle Paul is a God that I serve. Hey, He wants to grow in you. He wants the glory to fall.
Por los siglos de los siglos. Y él sigue queriendo trabajar con usted ahora.
undeniable evidence.
Una evidencia innegable.
Not just a fabricated piece.
No es solamente una pieza fabricada.
Not a museum piece.
No una pieza de museo.
But the church.
Pero la iglesia.
Of the living God. Huh?
Del Dios viviente.
That knows how to walk in the spirit.
De tratar de caminar en el espíritu.
That knows how to yield to the spirit.
Que sabe cómo actuar en el Espíritu Santo.
A problem, we have lost that yielding.
El problema es que hemos perdido esa rendición, esa rendición del Espíritu Santo,
to the Holy Ghost,
al Espíritu Santo.
Has become foreign.
Y el Espíritu Santo se ha vuelto algo extranjero.
We have heroes of yesterday.
Tenemos héroes del pasado.
We wonder how did E.O. Freeman have that kind of relationship.
Y hablamos de personas que tuvieron una relación con el Señor antes.
All because he knew how to yield to the Spirit.
Pero estas personas sabían porque sabían cómo rendirse al Espíritu Santo.
You study church history in the United States of America.
Si usted estudia la historia de la iglesia aquí en América.
There was great revivals in early America.
Había muchos avivamientos en la América antigua.
The Holy Ghost was not just a 1901 thing.
No solamente el Espíritu Santo era como algo de esos años.
You study history, you find even that people years ago used to pray to something come all over them.
Cuando oraban, todos recibían el Espíritu Santo.
Chicago, Illinois preachers begin to pray fervently and something would come over them, a fire.
Y cuando estos predicadores de Chicago, Illinois oraban, todos se llenaban del Espíritu Santo.
Of the church and fall on an altar in prayer.
Y gente corría aquí al altar y a arrodillarse ante el Señor.
Great revival where people under the influence of the Holy Ghost.
Y se llenaban del poder y la influencia del Espíritu Santo.
We shake all over with conviction.
Se estaban tiritando del poder del Espíritu Santo.
And today,
y hoy,
amen, it don't matter the name of the sign.
No importa,
amen, you study history. It was Methodist, it was Baptist, it was people of all different sorts. God is not a respecter of name or initials. God is not a respecter of those that say we're this. God is just looking for somebody to say, God, I don't worry about the name of my church. I'm looking for you in my life. I want a relationship. I want to be an impact to my generation. People would get under the influence of conviction.
La gente se llenaría de la convicción.
And the whole community would step up to the plate, so to speak.
Y toda la comunidad se iría.
And would stand up.
Y se pararían.
The drinking houses were shut down.
Y que las casas de embriaguez se cerrarían.
Houses of bad women and men.
Casas de hombres malos y mujeres.
Were shut down.
Se cerrarían.
The ballrooms were emptied out.
Y las otras cosas también se
resolvieron. People came to the house of God.
Porque venían a la casa del Señor.
And God did a mighty work.
Y Dios es un trabajo poderoso.
My question to you.
Y mi pregunta ahora es.
Is that what you want in the last hour?
Eres
Do you want that to be in your testimony?
En tu testimonio.
That in the last part of your life or
en
your
la última
life.
Parte de tu vida.
That you can say God did a mighty work.
Dios hace algo poderoso.
When you breathe your last breath, amen, Mildred Benton, let it be said that he was more than a God in your rearview mirror, a God of your past, but a God of your present every step of the way. And in your latter years, 83 years old, God used you mightily. I'm telling somebody in the Holy Ghost, God is ready for his church to rise up and be his people. God is looking for you to rise up
para que te levantes.
And let him abide in you.
Para que tú habites en él.
Hallelujah. Ra, ra, ma, ra, ra, ya. Hallelujah. Now.
Ahora.
I deliver what God has given me.
He dado lo que Dios me ha dado.
It's left up to you tonight. Hallelujah.
Ahora te quedes tu turno.
Amen. Get out of your chairs and come to the front and lift your voice.
Salga de su silla y levante
Hallelujah.
Su voz.
It's time
levante
for the church to be the church.
Es hora de que la iglesia sea la iglesia.
It's time for the people of God to rise up.
Es hora
it's
que la
time
gente
for the church to lift the banner up. It's time to worship him and be his people. Come on, he wants to put something real in us.
Eso es, levante su voz, levante sus manos.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, church, lift your voice and run the front tonight.
Levante sus manos.
Come on, tap into the power of the Holy Ghost. Somebody tap into the place you haven't been in a long time.
Alcanza al Señor con sus manos. No mira quien tiene alrededor. Siga buscando al Señor y el Señor lo va a tocar.
Come on, press your way, friend. Come on, press your way in the Holy Ghost. Come on, come on, press your way to a place where you need to be in the Holy Ghost tonight. Come on, don't stay on the outside. Even don't stay on the outside perimeter. Press your way to the throne of grace.
Espíritu Santo, entre en el Señor.
March, church. Come on, somebody got to march. Come on, you got to march in the Holy Ghost. Come on, step up, church. Come on, we're closer to what God. Even closer to what we think in God. Come on, march, march. Come on, you're right there. Somebody, come on, step over into it. The liberty of the Holy Ghost is here for you tonight. Somebody ought to shout to God. Come on, sister. You used to shout when the Holy Ghost got on you. Amen. Come on, you need to shout like you did when you was a younger lady. You need to shout to God, young man. Come on, you need to let God have his way. Come on, don't stop short. Come on, don't stop short tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's somebody needs to press their way into the throne room tonight. Come on, press your way to the throne of grace. I'm going to ask for those that I had to stand that had evidence. You witness God, the power of the Holy Ghost, demonic spirits leaving. You experienced God when demonic spirits were cast out. I need you to step forward to the witness stand tonight. I need you to step up here. I need our ladies to sit right here on this altar bench. Our men, young men and men that has ever seen and experienced the power of God doing that.
Todos aquellos que han experimentado el,
I need you to come sit up here.
El libramiento de personas con espíritus de demonios que se
come sit up here in the witness stand.
La mujer está a la derecha y los hombres a la izquierda. Aquellos que han experimentado esta situación. O aquellos que han visto al Señor liberar a alguien con un espíritu demoníaco.
Oh God, I don't know what else I'm doing. Hallelujah, Lord, Sister Atkins, it just didn't happen.
It's because
there was a church that was fired up,
and people fired fuego. Up. Y gente con fuego.
Hallelujah. Brother John, scoot over there. Scoot over the next
to me.
Hallelujah. There's room on this bench too if you need to sit.
Y también hay espacio aquí para aquellos que quieren sentarse.
Aleluya. Those of you sitting next to, I want you to link your arm like a chain.
Quiero que ponga sus manos
link
como
up,
si fueran.
Put your arm through that arm next to you.
Como si fuera una cadena.
There's enough evidence tonight.
Hay suficiente evidencia esta noche.
There's enough evidence tonight.
Hay suficiente evidencia esta noche.
Hallelujah. Let the gentle power of the Holy Ghost now begin to work in you. Go ahead.
Y deja que el Espíritu Santo empiece a actuar en tu vida. Deja que entre.
Tonight's service is for
solo
you.
Alaba, adora y alaba. Pídele al Señor y Él te dará. Pedid y se os dará.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to let the Holy Ghost work through you right now. Hallelujah. If you've never experienced it, I want you to come join with these that I had. Come on, link your arm with somebody's arm and begin to pray. Pray with them and begin to worship with them. Hallelujah. Men, come on, join with them tonight. Oh, la la la, matara, riara, hallelujah, riara, ramara, lo, balala, la, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let the Holy Ghost renew you right now. There's a renewing of the Holy Ghost and the anointing of God that wants to flow through you. Come on, wants to flow through this church. He wants to impact you. Come on, he wants to impact you. Come on, touch him. Come on, Thomas, touch him. Come on, Thomas, touch him. Come on, Thomas, touch him. Wind of the Holy Ghost, would you feel this place? Come on, let God right now. Come on, let the Holy Ghost flow through you. Come on, don't hold back, don't stop. Amen. Let the Holy Ghost flow through you right now. Come on, let God. Come on, let God. Let God. He's here. Come on, he's here. Don't stop short. Come on, let the Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Ghost.
No se detenga, no se detenga, no se detenga. Eso es, siga orando, siga clamando. Siga orando y siga clamando. El Señor está esperando por su respuesta ahora. Pero Él va a responder a su tiempo. Solo siga y siga y siga.
Let God refill you with the Holy Ghost right now. Come on, let God refill you. Let Him refill your cup tonight. Let God refill your cup right now. Spirit of the living God, fill me, Lord. I want you to pray with authority in the Holy Ghost. When the Holy Ghost comes on you, pray with authority. Come on, pray with authority, sister. Pray with authority, brother. Come on, pray with authority tonight. Pray under the authority of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
We are in war. Spirit is trying to work in an hour where every form of resistance is trying to throw a blockade against you and against your relationship with God. But at the same time, there is a dynamic strength in the midst of war. In the spirit realm, there's things that have happened that are amazing, because there are people that are consecrating. There are people that are that's pushed aside some things and said yes to God. There's some in this 52 days of consecration that has made a commitment to the Lord to do things for Him. And you're finding the hand of God being placed on your life because of your efforts. And there's some that it was just another program to you, so you didn't really get involved in it. But you still have a chance. I'm not going to condemn you, but I'm just going to prod you and say, don't be looking through the windows. Get inside. Get in the ark of commitment and covenant. Amen. The next little bit you could, whether it's something, just something easy that is meaningful to you, that you could say, God, for the next month, I'm no longer going to do this, whether it's coffee, whether it's sweets, whether it's bread, whether it's saying, I will not touch Facebook. I will not dare let anything be entertainment to me through YouTube. I am not going to participate in something. You make a commitment for God, and you watch what God will do for you.
Hago una promesa con el Señor estos 52 días, donde se restrinja de tal vez el teléfono, YouTube, cualquier cosa que sea de prioridad para usted, y déselo al Señor.
In this 52 days, it's building up good habits.
En los 52 días se construyen buenos hábitos.
Taking more time to be conscious of the Spirit of God in your life.
Te hace ser más consciente del Espíritu del Señor en tu vida.
Brother Aber, that's coming to visit with us the 5th of March.
El hermano Aber va a visitarnos el 5 de marzo.
In his book,
en su libro,
Brother Pirtle, whenever the enemy strikes him hard,
y cuando el enemigo empieza a golpear fuerte,
he has a rebounding punch.
Tiene un puño de rebote.
He says, okay, that's five, devil.
Bueno, esos son cinco, diablo.
He goes out and finds five different people to witness to.
Entonces encuentra cinco personas más.
Witnessing is not inviting, just inviting somebody to church.
El ser testigo no se refiere solamente a invitar a la gente.
Witnessing is sharing evidence of what God's doing in your
life. Sino que ser testigo es darle de la experiencia que tú viviste con el Señor.
In other words, if it's somebody, if you're a lady that can't get out like me and go meet new people,
si no puedes salir a conocer más personas,
you could get on that phone and say, okay, I'm calling five people that need to call.
Puedes llamar a cinco personas con tu teléfono.
And you call and say, hey, I just want to call.
Y decirle, bueno, solo llamaba.
And I just want to encourage you in Jesus today.
Y quiero darte aliento en el nombre de Jesús.
I don't have long to talk, but I've chosen to call you.
No tengo mucho que hablar, pero he escogido llamarte.
And I want to ask, how can I pray for you today?
Para preguntarte cómo puedo orar por ti hoy.
And they're going to say,
Y tal vez digan,
And they'll give you an answer.
Y tal vez te den una respuesta.
And you say, okay, I'm going to pray for you right now.
Dale, voy a orar por ti.
Lord, would you take care of this person's son
y Señor,
that is having
favor,
problems in his home?
El hijo, el hija
you
de
pray
persona.
For them right there.
Y oras por ellos en ese
You'll
mismo
be
momento.
Amazed.
Y te sorprenderás.
Would you let God use you?
Cuando dejes que Dios te use a ti.
What God can do through you.
Y ver lo que Dios puede hacer a través de ti.
How many have been in a war?
¿Cuántos estaban en guerra?
Let me see your hand. You've been in a war.
Levanta su mano.
You need to say, okay, that's five, devil.
Bueno, esos son cinco, diablo.
You find five people.
Me encuentro cinco personas más.
They say, I'm calling to encourage.
Porque llamo
My
para
purpose is not to talk
talento.
About the weather.
No hablo solamente para hablar del clima.
When men get together, let me tell you the conversation of most men.
Cuando los hombres se unen.
Weather.
El clima.
Current events.
Los eventos que pasan.
Then we talk about interests, like if a guy likes to hunt, fish.
Si el tipo le gusta,
they're going to talk about that.
Cazar o hacer cazar
then they'll repeat it. They'll talk about politics.
Y luego van a hablar de política.
They'll gripe about gas prices.
Hablarán de los precios del gas.
They'll gripe about something.
Y hablarán de algo, sí o sí.
And that's about all their conversation.
Y me espero en toda la conversación.
Because it's all they have to talk about.
Porque es de lo único que tienen que hablar.
But you know what I love? I love to talk about Jesus.
Pero sabe que me gusta hablar de Jesús.
I love to talk about what Jesus can do for somebody.
Me gusta hacer saber lo que el Señor puede hacer.
I like to tell them, let me tell you what Jesus is doing in my life.
Déjame decirte lo que el Señor puede hacer.
This morning in Proverbs, I mean, when I read the book of Proverbs today, the 15th chapter, this is what stood out to me. You will be amazed when you talk about Jesus, how Jesus will show up.
Y te sorprenderás de cómo Jesús se aparecerá.
How many is going to help me?
¿Cuántos me van a ayudar?
Come on. I mean, that's five.
Esos son cinco.
Watch what Jesus would do through you, with you. And you remember a while ago we talked about Jesus likes to multiply.
¿Y es verdad que hablamos de cómo Jesús le gusta multiplicar?
You let God take what you give.
Deja que el Señor tome lo que tú das.
Sister Martin, every person, every resident in that place that you live, in an amazing way God could do through your
lo que
life.
Dios puede hacer a través de tu vida.
In Jesus' name, church,
Jesús,
God is ready to use us. Amen.
Señor,
lift your hands and pray for you right now. Lord, help me.
Manos,
use
usted
me,
mismo.
Jesus.
Úsame, Jesús. Ayúdame,
God,
Jesús,
anoint
Señor.
Me, Lord God. Challenge me, Jesus.
Desafíame, oh,
open
Jesús.
Doors for me today, God.
Abre puertas, úsame, oh, Señor, como tú quieras,
I give you praise.
Quieras.
I give you thanks,
te doy
Lord.
Gloria, te doy honra, oh, Señor.
In Jesus' name.
En tu nombre, Jesús.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. God bless you.
Dios le bendiga.
Let's go to heaven, how?
Vamos al cielo, vamos juntos.
You're dismissed in Jesus' name.
Te puedes ir en el nombre